Welcome to the finals of Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Bill, we should have had like one of those big bass drums or something. You know, can you do the boom, 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 boom? I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator. And today, during our finals, we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and St. Joe. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. And it's brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berry and Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids. Raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Time to meet the teams. We'll start with Michigan Lutheran. Give me your name, what grade you're in, and I know it's a little early yet, but Bill, how about what's your summer plans? Do you have anything planned for the summer? So we'll start with you. Nice and close to those microphones, please.
I'm Maddie Swisher. I'm in ninth grade, and one of my summer plans would be going to a concert.
Going to a concert. Also, if you're a senior, if you've got some college plans, let us know. You can say that instead of your summer plans. Go ahead.
My name is Ross. I am a junior this year, and during the summer, I'll probably be taking on a welding job.
A welding job. Very good. Very good.
Learn a skill. That's good.
I'm Katie. I'm a senior, and I think I'm going to Central Michigan University in the fall.
To take up?
No, what?
To take up? What are you looking
for? I'm not sure yet, but I'm just going into general ed and then figure out what I want to do from there.
Ophthalmology, because she's got good eyes.
She's got good eyes, yeah. I can see she's wearing the sunglasses.
Yeah.
Next.
My name is Melanie Rock. I'm a senior, and in the fall, I plan to go to Wisconsin Lutheran College or Michigan State University to study English and pre-law.
Awesome.
Nice. All right.
Glad.
So we need more lawyers.
Yeah. We need more lawyers, right?
Hey, you never have too many lawyers.
That's right.
No.
Over to St. Joe. Name, grade, and if you're a senior, if you've got college plans, or if you're not, just what are you planning to do this summer?
My name's Elijah Edlifson, and I'm a senior. I'm probably going to be working off some of that debt I'm going to be accumulating.
you got that part right.
Sad, so, but true.
Yep, exactly. So, okay, next.
Hi, I'm Cameron, a senior at St. Joe, and I'm planning on getting a degree in trail following from the College of the Appalachian Trail Backwoods this summer. Returning to the Appalachian Trail has been something I've wanted to do for a long time, so I'll be doing that over the summer.
That sounds fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Take bear repellent.
Hello, my name is Graham. I'm from St. Joseph. I'm a senior. And this summer, I plan to be relishing my brand new Quiz Bowl trophy.
What do you think about that, Michigan?
Oh, the gauntlet has been laid.
It's on now, right? It's on?
All right. My name's Max Nolan. I'm a senior at St. Joe High School. I plan on relishing the trophy as well, but all I'm doing after that, I'll probably go to college at U of M or Notre Dame, so I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Oh, well, let me give you a hint.
Yeah, Bill's got a preference on that one, I think. But all right, so we have some basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, wait for me to call on you, please, so our listening audience knows who you are. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round and halftime. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper, judge, and Bill Klein is here asking the questions. Bill, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. And you know what I'm going to do this summer?
What are you going to do
this
summer?
I'm going to play a lot of golf.
Are you really?
I'm going to learn how to play this game.
Something new for you?
Yeah, I'm going to play it well.
Again, something new for
something
you.
Something new.
I play, but I've
practiced long enough.
I play, it's but I have trouble well. Getting the ball through that little windmill. All right, so teams, are you ready for Academic Challenge?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go. All right, hands on your buzzers, and let's begin Academic Challenge for the finals between Michigan Lutheran and St. Joe. Good luck, teams.
A multiple choice question for 5 points. This literary award is given to persons whose contributions have most benefited mankind. Am I talking about the Nobel Prize, the Pulitzer Prize, the Hugo Award, or the Caldecott Award?
Graham from St. Joe.
The Nobel Prize.
That is correct.
For five points.
For 5 points. Which of the following, according to the Constitution, has the oldest minimum age requirement?
Max, St. Joe?
Serve as a House member?
Incorrect.
Is there more to that question?
President, Senator, Representative, or Supreme Court Justice?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Supreme Court Justice.
Incorrect. It's the President.
The President.
Has to be the oldest. Yeah. Right. Another multiple choice question for 10 points.
10 points.
Which of the four racial groups of modern man is thought to be the oldest? Australoid, Caucasoid, Mongoloid, or Negroid?
Graham, St. Joe.
Negroid.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Anybody want to try? Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Katie?
The first one, Australoid?
That is correct.
Yeah.
For 10 points?
For 10 points. For 5 points. Why had railroad proponents been unable to agree on a route for a transcontinental railroad before the Civil War?
Max, St. Joe?
Because they didn't own all the land between the two sections of the United States?
Incorrect.
Anybody want to try in Michigan Lutheran? 5 seconds. Katie?
They couldn't decide where they wanted, if they wanted the railway to go up and down or coast to coast.
Incorrect. That was almost it. They couldn't agree because they had the same problem that we have today with, they couldn't agree whether a northern route or a southern route. But it's east and west. It wasn't north and south.
Okay.
Got it. Good. All right.
For 10 points. This word can refer to a space through which a slalom skier must pass or the total take of an event. What is it?
Time's up.
The gate.
The gate.
Cameron's like, I knew that one. Oh, no.
Another multiple choice question for 10 points. Which of the following chemical elements has the greatest number of different stable isotopes? Lanthium, krypton, lawrencenium, or antimony?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Antimony?
Incorrect.
Graham, St. Joe.
Lawrencium?
Incorrect. It was krypton. Damn. Krypton. For 5 points, Pythagoras said that two of the four possible qualities of the elements were cold and wet. What were the other two possible qualities?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Hot and dry.
That is correct.
Hot and dry.
Points.
For 5.
For 10 points, in 1961, neutron activation analysis of some strands of hair proved that his death in 1821 was due to arsenic poisoning. Who was he?
What year was that?
1821.
You weren't around then, were you?
No, but you were.
Okay. Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Pierre Curie?
Incorrect. Mm.
St. Joe, 5 seconds if anybody wants to try. Cameron's racking his brain. I can see it. Graham?
James Monroe.
Napoleon.
Napoleon.
For 5 points, the Achilles tendon connects the calf muscles to what?
Cameron, St. Joe?
The heel.
That's correct.
For 5?
For 5. For 5 points, Henry IV, King of France, from 1598 to 1610, had for his wife Marie, of what famous and infamous Italian family?
Katie, Michigan Lutheran. Need an answer.
Machiavelli.
Incorrect.
St. Joe, 5 seconds. Graham?
Bourbon.
Incorrect. The Medici.
Medici.
For 10 points, what U.S. state has more horses than any other?
Max, St. Joe.
Montana.
Incorrect.
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Wyoming.
Incorrect. Texas.
Texas. I knew that.
Another multiple choice question for 5 points. If two arcs of a circle are equal, the chords of these arcs are always, sometimes, or never parallel.
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Sometimes.
That is correct.
For 5 points.
For 5 points. Scientists are saying that a new map of which continent is so much better than previous ones that it's like putting on glasses for the first time.
Max, St. Joe.
Yeah, Artico.
That is correct.
Nice.
Five points for 20 points.
Woohoo.
Purdue Pharma, a company that made billions selling what pills?
Graham, St. Joe.
Opioids.
Opioids?
More specific.
Oxycontin.
That is correct.
420.
For 20 points. Yep. Now they're going to claim bankruptcy and make more millions. So that's great.
Okay.
For 15 points, researchers have found that taking what supplements that claim to maintain gut health and improve digestive bacteria?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Probiotics.
That's correct for 15 points. For 5 points, the reason this celestial body lost its status is not valid, according to a new research from the University of Central Florida.
Graham, St. Joe.
Pluto.
That is correct.
For 5 points. For 5? Okay, less than a minute left.
For 10 points, name the global auto giant that plans to invest $500 million in Uber to develop self-driving cars.
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Tesla.
Tesla?
Tesla.
Incorrect.
Graham, St. Joe.
Ford.
Incorrect. Where are we?
Toyota.
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 All right.
For 5 points.
Hint.
It followed Apple to become the second U.S. company to reach $1 trillion.
Cameron, St. Joe.
Amazon.
That is correct for 5 points.
Five. Last question.
For 5 points, with what successful HBO television series do you associate the author whose 5th book is A Dance with Dragons?
Cameron, St.
Joe. Of Thrones.
Game of Thrones for 5 points. All right, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this here on News Talk 94.9. Welcome back to the finals of Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score, Michigan Lutheran 20, St. Joe 65. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have 3 categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock for you to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one of those questions worth 10 points. I'm a nice guy, so I'll give you a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the 60 seconds. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captain. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the questions the first team could not answer. So, Michigan Lutheran, you are trailing at the moment, so you have first choice of these categories, which are electricity,
Walls,
and potpourri. Katie from Michigan Lutheran, what would you choose?
We chose walls.
Walls it is. Bill, is there a setup for these?
There's no setup.
No setup. All right. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck to Michigan Lutheran.
Joshua made the walls come tumbling down
at... Jericho.
Correct.
Jericho, yep.
What Asian country has a 1,500-mile wall?
China.
Correct. What poet wrote Mending Wall?
Pass.
Give me the first and last names of the Confederate general nicknamed Stonewall.
Nathaniel Jackson.
Incorrect. Fenway Park's left field wall is called blank. Blank.
Pass.
Cervantes wrote The Walls Have Ears in which work?
Les Miserables.
Incorrect. What city has the Wailing Wall?
Jerusalem.
Correct. Percy's novel, The Wall, is set in what Polish city?
Krakow.
Incorrect. What English poet wrote Flower in the Crannied Wall?
Shelley.
Incorrect. Name the president during the 1929 Wall Street crash.
Say it again.
Herbert Hoover.
That's correct.
Okay, so we got 4?
4.
Four it is. So 40 points. Good job, St. Joe. That means there are 6 unanswered questions or 60 points for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck to St. Joe.
What poet wrote Mending Wall?
Pass.
Give me the first and last names of the Confederate general nicknamed Stonewall.
Pass.
Fenway Park's left field wall is called blank, blank.
Home run wall.
Incorrect. It's Green Monster. Cervantes wrote The Walls Have Ears in which work?
Don Quixote.
Correct. Percy's novel The Wall is set in what Polish city?
Warsaw.
Correct. What English poet wrote Flower in the Crannied Wall?
Milson.
Tennyson. What poet wrote Mending Wall?
Milton.
Go for it.
These are the ones you passed on.
Milton.
Frost. Give me the first and last names of the Confederate general nicknamed Stonewall.
Robert Jackson.
Incorrect. Thomas Jackson.
Thomas Jackson. So you picked up 2 or 20 points there. All right, so now to switch back over. And it's St. Joe's turn to choose from two of the remaining three categories. We have electricity and potpourri. Cameron, what are you? What's your team thinking for St. Joe?
Electricity.
Please. Electricity it is. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Bill, is there a setup?
No.
No setup on this one. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. And that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck, St. Joe.
When an object has an equal number of positive and negative electric charges, it is said to be what?
Neutral.
Correct. What name is given to workers who wire houses for electricity?
Electrician.
Correct. What force opposes the flow of electricity?
Resistance.
Correct. What name is given to the flow of electric charges through wires?
Current.
Yeah, current.
Correct. Okay, what term describes materials that have little resistance to the flow of electricity?
Say it again.
Superconductors.
Correct. What do we call a machine that changes mechanical energy into electrical energy?
Wait, mechanical?
Generator.
Generator.
Correct. What word designates the water and liquid acid in a battery?
Pass.
The metal parts of a battery are called what?
Electrodes.
Correct. What do we call an instrument used to test batteries?
Battery. No, the little thing.
Pass.
Name 3-volt cells. 9 3-volt cells.
Nine 3-volt
cells are connected in parallel. What voltage will result?
Three.
Correct.
All right. Sorry about that. We had a little mess up there, so I gave you that one to go through. All right. So that is eight?
Eight.
Okay. So we'll put 60 seconds back on the clock, Michigan Lutheran. See if you can answer. You take the full 60 seconds, give you time to talk it over a little bit and think about it. There's 2 unanswered questions, 20 points for you. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock. 60 seconds begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Talk it out.
What word designates the water and liquid acid in a battery?
Pass.
What do we call an instrument used to test batteries?
Multimeter?
Incorrect. It's a galvanometer.
Let's go back to the one they passed on. See if you want to talk it out.
What word designates the water and liquid acid in a battery?
Want to take a guess before time's up here? Time's just about up.
Filament.
Incorrect. It's an electrolyte.
Electrolyte.
Oh my god.
All right. So
remember that.
Well, that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. And we're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Michigan Lutheran 60, St. Joe 165. It's now time to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll head over to Evie at Michigan Lutheran. What's happening at Michigan Lutheran?
Happy Pi Day and a big hello from Michigan Lutheran High School. ML students are so excited for the start of the spring season, as this brings the start of many new events. This past Monday, boys baseball, girls softball, and girls soccer practice began. These three sports will be competing with new coaches and many new players this year. We are excited and hopeful that these three teams will bring great success and pride to the Titan Nation. Soccer has its first home game on April 9th. Baseball plays against Heritage Christian Academy also on the 9th. And softball plays against Brandywine at Brandywine on April 11th. Our Fine Arts Department is also very busy. On March 24th, all of Michigan Lutheran's band and choir students will be presented at a concert titled Comfort in Christ. The concert begins at 7 p.m. Before the concert, a free will supper will be offered. The senior class is preparing for its trip to Washington, D.C., and we'll be using the offering from the taco supper to defray the cost. This concert is open to the community, and we hope to see you there. The drama department is continuing rehearsals for The Tough and Tender Troll. This is the story of a Norwegian farm family who is being tormented by trolls. This play is a children's theater, but has clever humor and a slapstick comedy that the whole family will enjoy. Performances will take place on April 26th and April 27th. Check out Michigan Lutheran's Facebook page for updates about the special children's performance on the afternoon of April 26th. I'd also like to give a shout out to our robotics team who earned the Entrepreneurship Award at the St. Joe District event. We would also like to give a special thank you to three people tonight. Katie Rudowicz has been a member of Academic Challenge for the past 3 years. She has been a wonderful addition to the team and has been invaluable with her upbeat attitude and her understanding of a wide range of subjects. Katie will be graduating in May and will be attending Central Michigan College in the fall. Melanie Rock has also been an invaluable part of our team. She is encouraging, patient, and a great source of leadership for the younger team members. Mel will also be graduating in May and will either be attending Wisconsin Lutheran or MSU. The past 3 years, we have been coached by Miss Hannah Zabel. This is her last meet with us as she will be teaching elsewhere next year. Thank you so much to Miss Zabel, Katie, and Mel. And thank you to our sponsors of Academic Challenge and to all of our friends and family who faithfully attend our matches, as well as those who watch online.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Evie. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. All right, over to St. Joe. Max, what's happening at St. Joe?
All right, thank you. So first and foremost, I want to dedicate this match to our friend and teammate, Colin Rutsch, who is fallen ill with an ailment. So, yeah, I don't know what's happening. Something, contact dermatitis, but hopefully he gets better soon. should be a fun time. Whoa. We'd also like to dedicate this match to our two roadies, Andreas Vetney and Liam Hodgson, and our amazing coach, Mr. Gary Etter. And thank you. So let's go on with the news. Unfortunately, A Midsummer's Night Dream is going to be tonight. Well, unfortunately, because you're hearing this on Sunday. But yeah. If you're on Facebook Live,
it's
thank
on Friday
you.
Night. Yep.
It's Thursday night, Friday Thursday night, night, and Friday. Saturday night, 7 p.m., $8 for people, $5 for students, $5 for senior citizens. So if you're watching this live, go ahead and check it out. We also have some special announcements about our sports. Track, softball, and baseball are all starting. So girls softball, boys baseball, and track and field is starting practice this week. So good luck to all the athletes performing. Our prom, so we have an announcement to make about it, is going to be occurring on April 13th. So if you're a St. Joe High School student, junior or senior, it's $30 to attend. I am not sure about the theme yet, but it's a great experience. Check it out. We would also like to congratulate, again, our Bears of the Month for the month of March. Paul Moon, who's our class president, and Joy LaFoe. So congratulations to those two for demonstrating outstanding leadership and great academics. Our Science Olympiad team has won the regional championship, and they will be attending the state championship come April. And our robotics team went to the semifinals in the regional event, and they did quite well. So congratulations to them. And we have two members here, so special thanks to them for making that possible. And I believe that is all it. So once again, we want to thank our sponsors, New Buffalo Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bering Springs Public Schools, Cook Nuclear Plant, Bradford Insurance Agency, obviously you guys at News Talk 94.9, WSJM, and the wonderful dealership of Toyota, and CPS for foster kids. And happy Pi Day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So, all right.
Well done. I want to know if the trolls and the troll play and the fairies from Midsummer Night's Dream are going to get together.
Yeah. So check it out. If you don't, I'll be upset.
All right.
I've never seen the troll one, but I've been in Midsummer Night's Dream.
I hear it's pretty good this year.
Great.
We do have some substitutions for the second half of the match on Michigan Lutheran. So give us your name, what grade you're in, and if you're a senior, post-high school plans, or if you're not, what are you planning to do this summer?
My name is Evie. I'm a sophomore, and this summer I plan on refereeing a lot of soccer games.
Okay. Awesome.
It's going to keep in shape.
Brendan?
I'm Brendan. I'm a freshman. I really don't have any plans.
No plans yet, but you will. I'm sure you'll find something to do. Yeah. Welcome.
Well, there's probably going to be some openings in soccer.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Let's begin the second half of Academic Challenge. Hands on your buzzers, and good luck between the finals here between Michigan Lutheran and St. Joe. Bill?
For 15 points, biologists seem to have come up with a novel treatment to revive damaged internal organs by injecting them with which organelles from a healthy body part?
Eli, St. Joe.
Mitochondria.
Say it again.
Mitochondria.
That is correct.
That's nice.
For 15 points. For 5 points, In December 2016, what social networking site announced it would start putting warning labels on fake news?
Max, St. Joe?
Facebook.
That's correct for 5 points. For 15 points, in November 2016, the United States Army temporarily halted construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline after months of protests from what Sioux tribe?
Cameron, St. Joe?
The Lakota.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Michigan Lutheran? Time's up.
It's a Standing Rock tribe. For 5 points, when astronauts return from trips into outer space, they are taller? Are they taller, shorter?
Graham, St. Joe?
Shorter.
Incorrect. Or the same height as to when they left Earth.
Katie?
They are taller.
That is correct. You know minutes. Why?
The gravity doesn't pull them down.
Guys, yeah, the gravity allows the spine to expand.
Expand, yeah, the lack of
it. Wow.
Yep.
For 10 points, mathematician Charles Dodgson wrote an elementary treatise on determinants and symbolic logic. He also wrote The Hunting of the Snark and two classic tales for a young friend under a pen name.
Graham, St. Joe?
Lewis Carroll.
Incorrect. Give me the titles of the literary classics.
Anybody on Michigan Lutheran want to try?
You're all good, Graham. You're all good.
Right on the buzzer, Katie? Need an answer.
Robinson Crusoe. I don't know.
Alice in Wonderland and through the Looking Glass.
Through the Looking Glass.
Oh,
all right.
For 10 points, what state did General Sherman's troops pillage?
Georgia.
Max St. Joe?
Georgia.
Incorrect. And burn immediately after ravaging Georgia.
Katie, Michigan Lutheran.
Drop the ball. Virginia?
Incorrect.
No.
South Carolina.
Savannah. About a minute left.
For 5 points, the Savannah River forms much of the border between which two states?
Max, St. Joe?
Georgia and South Carolina.
Correct.
Wow.
For 10 points, what fraction of his possessions did Zacchaeus give to the poor after dining with Jesus?
Oops, hang on. It was Cameron first. I hit the buzzer.
Yep, one
Cameron,
half.
St. Joe, half?
That is correct for 10 points.
Okay, Bill, last question.
Math question for 10 points.
Last question.
Find the altitude of a triangle if its base is 10 and it is equal in area to a rectangle whose base and height are 12 and 15.
Okay, so we'll have him say it again, but if you know it at any time, you can buzz in.
Find the altitude of a triangle if its base is 10 and it is equal in area to a rectangle whose base and height are 12 and 15.
All right, we'll give you a few extra seconds on this one, too. Max, St. Joe?
9.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, anybody want to try it?
Oh.
Give you a few extra seconds, like I said, since it's a math question. Brendan, you want to try it? Brendan's got it.
18.
Incorrect. It's 36.
36. Cameron's got it. So, all right. That does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Finals match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce the final winner and thank our sponsors and the winners by a score of 200-65. The team from St. Joe. Congratulations, both teams. And thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success, learning leadership and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids, raise hope and foster dreams, become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome, and also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. I want to thank you for another great season of Academic Challenge. We'll talk to you in the fall for the 2019-2020 season of Academic Challenge.